38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling in video and online games. And the earlier a child is introduced to gambling behaviors, the higher the risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. Start the conversation at ChangeTheGameOhio.org.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Over the years, we've done many items on the possibility of male contraception, yet it still remains just a possibility. The latest idea is an implant which may last up to 2 years and is reversible. Logan Nichols is Chief Research Officer with the Male Contraceptive Initiative. Good afternoon, Logan.
Hello.
So could you tell us about this called Adam, as I understand it. How does it work?
Yeah, so Adam is what they call a VAS occlusive male contraception. And the way you can really think about that is it's a vasectomy alternative. Instead of a vasectomy where the tube that transports sperm is cut and ligated or otherwise sealed off, this is an injection of a hydrogel inside that tube that blocks the passage of sperm.
And does it, and I assume it degrades over time or it kind of melts away?
Yeah, that's correct. So this product in particular has a degradative mechanism where it's after 2 years or so goes away. It's just excreted through the urine and the flow of sperm is restored naturally.
Okay. And so what point are you at in terms of trialing it? Because do you know, for instance, if sperm comes back to normal after a period of time, after that 2 years?
Yeah, so that's where the company is right now. You know, in the clinical trials process, of course, you have to investigate safety first and foremost, and that's what they've done in their first study. And then the next study, they're going to be investigating more things regarding the reversibility of it, the efficacy of it, exactly what that reversibility window looks like. Those sort of details get worked out a little bit later on in the clinical trials phase. But they're hoping to, later this year, start a phase two clinical trial in Australia that'll expand the number of participants.
And the stuff that's injected into the person, what exactly is it? Is it hormonal? Is it like a kind of a version of the female pill?
No, it's what's called a hydrogel, which is really just a polymeric compound that forms a matrix. And you can almost think of that as it forms a filter that allows fluids to pass through, but things that are as large as, say, sperm cells aren't able to pass through. And so it's not a drug. It's not hormonal. It's really just a substance that acts as a physical barrier.
Okay. And so far, in terms of there's been no side effects or anything? No one's had a reaction to it.
Exactly. The adverse events that they reported in the clinical trial are pretty much related to the procedure, which is very similar to a vasectomy, I should say. So any of the problems that they've seen, any of the complaints that they've heard from patients have really been related to that procedure and not to the product itself.
Yeah. Is it the only male contraceptive that might be arriving in the next few years?
You know, it's when you say in the next few years, that's where we get kind of hand wavy and we're not really sure because, of course, the clinical trials process is very long. And of course, funding for male contraception is tight. But I will say that there are other options coming down the pipeline. So, for example, there is a hormonal gel that men rub on their shoulders once a day. That's entering phase three clinical trials. It's a drug-based product, so it has a slightly different pathway to market. But regardless, to say that there are multiple options for men coming down the pipe, with even more coming after that, such as pills, injectables, implants, things like that, that are maybe 10 years away, but are certainly things that people are developing.
Why is funding tight?
I think that it really has to do with a lot of things. The traditional pathway for drug development in male contraception is broken. Pharmaceutical industries are usually the ones that pick up the tab for those large-scale clinical trials because they can then take that product and market it and make their money back in the end. Well, pharmaceutical agencies have felt that contraception, and male contraception in particular, is a risky bet at this point. And so they're not willing to buy into the products of where they are in the pipeline. As they advance down and get de-risked, they may be more interested. But at this point, that handoff chain where it goes, you know, from like an academic institution to a startup to a larger pharmaceutical company, that chain is broken. And so therefore, you know, it's difficult for people to see a value proposition down the line, yeah. Even though there is a significant market for these products.
Why would they see it as risky?
It's probably has to do with a lot of the type of product that we're making, right? This is not a cancer therapy. This is not something that efficacy can be limited or safety can be limited, right? This has to be given to young, healthy people for a very long time. And as such, the bar is very high.
Mm. Is there, in terms of people who might provide money for these things, perhaps a little bit of a sense that men mightn't take it up with much enthusiasm? Because they haven't had to up till now. So, you know, why should they start?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done some market research surveys. My organization has, you know, we're a nonprofit organization that promotes male contraception broadly. And we've done market research to show that there's over like 50% of men across geographies are interested in male contraception. You know, that's a huge market when we're talking about 4 billion men in the world. And so I think that it's partly a narrative shift that needs to happen. To say that men are engaged and interested in contraception. Men want to be responsible for their own reproductive autonomy. Men want to take a stake in their partner's use of contraception, right? This is a couple's issue after all. So I think that we're in an inflection point societally where men can maybe take more role in contraception, and then the products are coming that will actually enable that sort of use down the line. Yeah. So I think that people will come to understand men's engagement and interest in these products very soon.
Yeah. But though, say, for instance, in the instance of that gel, which has to be rubbed on daily, that then you're kind of, did he remember to do it today? You know, there might be an element of suspicion around that, because obviously if he forgets to do it, he's not the one that's going to get pregnant.
Sure. Yeah, there's a couple of different things to that, right? One is, of course, that if you're in a trusting relationship, you know, you trust your partner to take out the garbage, to pay the mortgage, to pick up the kids, to do these like very important things. You trust your partner to do those things. So I think that, you know, there's in many relationships a baseline level of trust that you can trust your partner to contracept. And moreover, many male partners have had to trust their female partners to contracept for a long time. Men don't suffer the physical effects of pregnancy, of course, but at the same time, men have plenty of reasons of their own to avoid unwanted pregnancy. And then finally, I'll say to that this is not a zero-sum game. This does not remove the ability of the female partner to contracept. This just adds in an extra layer of protection. I almost like to think of it like launching a missile in a nuclear submarine, right? You have to have two people with the keys and they stand on the opposite sides of the room and they have to turn them at the same time. That's how I think contraception ought to be, is it allows people to opt in to reproduction.
Wow, you make contraception sound really scary there using that analogy. If you were to bet, Logan, which of these various forms of contraception will be on the market first?
It's difficult to say just based on the differing pathways between devices and drugs, but it's likely to be that gel on the shoulder that I mentioned, or the Contralines implant named Atom, just because Atom has a slightly shorter pathway to market because it's a medical device. Even though it hasn't completed phase two trials, it could be on the market soon, whereas also the hormonal gel is entering a phase three trial, and it's once they complete that, could be on the market relatively quickly, assuming a commercialization partner is found.
Logan, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Logan Nichols there, Chief Research Officer with the Male Contraceptive Initiative, as one texter says. Respectively, the risks involved in taking out the garbage is not quite the same level as pregnancy. No, indeed not. Somebody else wants to know, why is that thing? Why is it rubbed on the shoulders? We did do an item about it before. For the life of me, I can't remember why it's rubbed on the shoulders, but that's what you're supposed to do. Every morning after your shower, you slap a bit of your contra, whatever it is, on your shoulders and you're good to go. But, you know, as many people reacted at the time, you 100% trust someone to do that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Save big money on your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Exterior Stain and Sealant in 1 can be applied to damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on Ultra Advanced Exterior Stain and Sealant. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.